What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about how China has put their nuclear bombers on 24/7 alert, ready to fly at a moment's notice out of concern that the U.S. is going to start World War III for real, which is a valid concern. Because when the U.S. economy implodes and it looks imminent, if the government doesn't have a war to blame it on, then we the people are going to blame Wall Street and Washington, D.C., as they richly deserve. China is now flying some of those bombers over the disputed South China Sea. They're saying they're just routine combat air patrols, but again, it's exercising their territorial prerogatives there. Because it is the South China Sea. And remember, at the end of World War II, there was an agreement, the Cairo Convention, that said that all of these islands, which had been seized by Japan, were returned to China, and the U.S. signed that agreement. So the United States does not have any kind of a legal issue to go on in and start grabbing these lands. It's piracy, if you want to call it that. Now, as you know, the United Nations is putting together a database of companies that are doing business with Israeli companies located in the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And to nobody's surprise, Israel and the Trump administration are trying to block this. They're trying to block the publication of the database. And apparently, Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Dannon, said, "We will do everything we can to ensure that this list does not see the light of day." Does that include burning down the UN there, Danny? Now, we've been talking about weapons. We've been talking about how America's weapons are worn out from 16 years of war, and the new weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex just aren't very good. They're expensive. They look cool. They don't really work all that well. And a lot of people are already concerned that the F-35, the most expensive weapons development program in all of history, is not going to be able to do very well against the current frontline jets of both Russia and China. And now the problem is going to get a little bit more difficult because Russia is already working on their next generation aircraft, the MiG-41. And they're saying that one is going to be ready to fly in 2020. And the MiG-31s are not going to be obsolete before the 2030s. So it's a formidable air force. Meanwhile, as part of Abe's more militant approach to Japan, Japan is now starting to build their own long-range air-launched cruise missiles. Basically, it's the Japan Tomahawk. And apparently research on these missiles are going to begin next year. They're not saying what the potential range is going to be or what warheads it will carry. But everybody's arming on up. Now, here's an article that came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Putin's Prince Vladimir revealed world's deadliest sub can launch 20 nuclear warheads and destroy cities 6,000 miles away. And they're talking about the Bore class. And some of them are already at sea. They're going to build a total of 8. They're expecting completion by 2025. But interestingly enough, the Daily Mail makes a mistake when it says the sub can launch 20 nuclear warheads. It can launch 20 nuclear missiles, but each missile carries 6 warheads, plus anywhere between 10 and 40 decoys. So that is some serious firepower. It's basically a follow-on to the Typhoon class. It's smaller, has a smaller crew as well. But it's definitely a key part of Russia's nuclear triad. Meanwhile, Russia has confirmed that their Zircon missile, which is a hypersonic 6,000-mile-per-hour missile, is ready for deployment. And this thing can fly up to eight times the speed of sound. It's going to be very, very difficult to stop. Now, getting on back to the issue about America's weapons just being worn out, you've probably been hearing lately about all these crashes of aircraft. And thankfully, the last one, they got most of the crew back alive. We had this terrible helicopter accident off the north of Oahu about a year ago. The entire crew was lost. But apparently, this appears to be a maintenance issue or just the fact that these airframes are wearing out. Airframes only have so much lifespan in them. And apparently, non-combat plane crash fatalities have spiked this year compared to last year. And according to Fox News, 22 U.S. military planes have crashed so far this year while flying non-combat operations. That's up 38% from last November. And 37 U.S. service members have died in these accidents. So the current death toll is 130% higher than the number of servicemen killed in non-combat crashes from the year before. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. We were talking about the Fat Leonard scandal. This thing is spreading all over the place, and it's a bad one. And apparently, one-third of all Navy brass are caught up in this thing. Hundreds of military officers, including some of the highest-ranking brass in the Navy, are accused of helping this shadowy Asian merchant fleece Uncle Sam for tens of millions of dollars. And again, you're not going to hear this on the corporate media. It's called the Fat Leonard scandal, and the investigations into the bribes and corruption, one of the biggest in U.S. military history. The Navy has already investigated 440 people, including 60 admirals, for taking bribes in exchange for phony government contracts and sweetheart deals. That means the Navy suspects that up to one-third of all of its admirals were on the take from a foreign agent. Think you can win a war with a command structure like that? Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Angelique in Vermont, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, is that you, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I had a little bit of good news for you. And a little bit of bad news. Which do you want to hear first?
Give me the good news.
Okay. If you look up on the internet, you'll find out that a few years back in Montana and places like that, these, like, oranges, reddish, flying saucers went over. And this is an easy lookup on the internet. They go, oh, my gosh, we can't fire our missiles. We're out of control. Okay, so you fast forward what they did to Russia, one of their missile places and something like that. The flying saucers did the opposite. They turned them on.
Yeah, okay, give me the bad news now.
Okay, I know you don't believe in weather modification, but yeah, you could talk to a few million people in California that know better. Okay, Rendlesham Forest, the Bentwaters incident. I'm sure you've heard of Linda Moulton Howell, right?
No.
Oh, she's won several Emmys and a Peabody and stuff. She's very, very famous. Anyway, what happened in Rendlesham Forest, it was, I think, something like 3 days, and these flying saucers were going toodle, 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 and they, because it was apparently at the time, this is 1980, the NATO was part of, it was the biggest nuclear weaponry and fun things like that, and these flying saucers went over, and
Angelique, let me explain where I'm coming from. I have no doubt that the universe is full of intelligent life. I can't think of a reason why they would bother with our planet, It's like when you drive down the freeway, do you stop and visit every anthill that you pass? We know that much of the flying saucer fever, if you will, was created by the military to conceal the development of black project aircraft. And if you go back and you look at the history of television shows and movies that fanned up flying saucers, aliens, and UFOs, you will find they're sitting right on top of the development schedules of things like the SR-71, F-117, various drones, and so forth and so on. So, Angelique, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to get back here to the news. So thank you for that
phone
call. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Okay, Larry Silverstein, following 9/11, made out like a bandit. Now, he was a little frustrated because he tried to file two claims with his insurance for terror attacks because he viewed the attack on each of his twin towers of the world Trade Center as a separate terror attack, and the judge said no, it's one terror attack here. But he still found a way to get his money because apparently he had sued American Airlines and United Continental Holdings and other aviation defendants, saying, well, they let it happen, and apparently they have reached a $95 million settlement. They don't call him Lucky Larry for nothing. Now, getting into the economic news here, BRICS is now considering setting up their own gold trading system. They're starting to understand that as the paper currencies, as the fiat currencies start to decline, hang on just a second. Okay, so BRICS is setting up this gold trading system. And because they understand, as the fiat currencies collapse, people are turning to gold. I mean, banks and nations are already settling their accounts in gold, and more people are turning to gold as a preservation of wealth as the fiat currencies start to hyperinflate. That includes the U.S. dollar here. So it makes sense for BRICS to be setting up their own gold trading system. And I think we'll see more of those around the world. Now, for those of you who are on Obamacare and who got really, really tired of the constant increase in premiums, you're not off the hook. Because if you are on Medicare, Part B, your premiums are going to rise by 23% in 2018 for almost half of you. So one way or the other, the cost of health care continues to go out of control here. Now, everyone's talking about Bitcoin, and it's going on up there, and I smell tulips, to be very, very honest. But there's an aspect that a lot of people don't think about, and that is the cost of Bitcoin mining. There's the cost of the machine itself and the cost of electricity. And according to this article over at domigood.com, the electricity used to mine Bitcoin this year is bigger than the annual usage of 159 countries. And that's a lot of electricity. So, here's an interesting article. This came out of Sputnik News. They're talking about New World Capitalism. And all of a sudden, with the rise of private space ventures, SpaceX, and all these other companies, they're looking back at the Outer Space Treaty, which is half a century old, and business owners are saying it's time for a reset. It's time to go on back, because this Outer Space Treaty placed severe restrictions on what was going to be done. It was actually modeled on some of the treaties regarding research in Antarctica. You can go to Antarctica, you can do research, you can't set military posts up there, you can't open up a luxury resort. And they had the same restrictions in space. And so the owners of these businesses, these private space ventures, are saying, if we're going to turn this into a new economic frontier, if you will, the rules have to be changed so that we can put up orbital resorts or resorts on the moon, space flight tourism, which does make sense because if space can be turned into a profit center, then progress in space exploration is going to really take off. reminds me of this science fiction story. I think it was Robert Heinlein, the man who sold the moon, was basically forecasting that. Now, turning over to the Europe and the immigrant problem, apparently a car carrying migrants sped toward police officers in the northern French city of Calais, with at least one serviceman receiving injuries. And apparently the officers stopped the vehicle to carry out a search, and these migrants hit them. Apparently they were heading toward the Channel Tunnel to try and get through there. And the security forces had to open fire. So that open borders, globalist thing is working out really, really well. Now, angry Republicans in Theresa May's constituency of Maidenhead, Berkshire, have started a movement to get the prime minister banned from all the pubs in the area. Now, it's obviously a symbolic gesture, but basically their motivation is they're upset over government cuts to policing services. And the pub landlords have banded together and are said to be furious about a £413 million cut to the police budget over the last 12 months, saying that the lack of funds puts their staff and customers in danger, especially because of the migrant violence. And so they're going through this symbolic move to ban her from the pubs to express their ire. Now, Andrew Neil on Twitter basically caused a tremendous upset, claiming Germany's current political crisis is the worst the country has faced since the 1940s. And the Remainers are absolutely furious because they're trying to sell the British people on changing their mind, canceling Brexit. Europe is wonderful. Europe is just beautiful. And the British people know that's not true. They're seeing all the stories about the migrant violence in places like Sweden, the out-of-control rapes. Joggers now have to have armed escorts. They don't want to be part of it anymore. Now, in Germany, it's looking worse and worse for Angela Merkel. And she's facing an imminent demise. The party is scrambling for a new leader. And she's actually being told by her own party that she should resign, because the current polls in Germany are showing support for brand new elections in Germany. And Angela Merkel and her party took a drubbing in the last one. It was probably going to do a lot worse in this one as well, now that she's failed to form a government. And life without Merkel, people are starting to think about that. The German far right is relishing their newly acquired power and influence. So, now, deposed Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has branded the European Union a club of decadent and obsolete countries, and is saying that a British-style catalexit may be the solution. They're not going to ask for permission to go, they're just going to go. But it's very obvious at this point the European Union is in serious trouble. There are cracks showing up all over the place. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Remember Wolfgang Halbig, he's a professional school safety expert who challenged the official story of Sandy Hook. And in an attempt to silence him, there was this civil suit filed against him by Leonard Posner. And apparently, just as Leonard Posner was about to provide video deposition in the case, he dropped the lawsuit. It's gone away. Now, obviously, Wolfgang Halbig is still dealing with the accumulated legal bills to date, but at least the case is now dropped. We'll be right back after these few minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's been another vandalism of black churches. And you're not going to hear this one on the corporate media for a reason. To put it politely, the authorities have ruled out bias as the motive of the vandalism of five predominantly black churches after charging a 45-year-old Morristown resident on Sunday. And it turned out the gentleman himself is black, and he used to attend one of the churches. So, again, unless it's a white guy doing these things, the media is not interested. They're trying to push that agenda. White people are bad. Apparently, there was this nurse over in, let me scroll on down to this one, Indiana. This nurse tweeted on out saying that male babies ought to be killed at birth. That's really getting out there. The good news is she's been fired for that. Now, for those of you who were watching football over the Thanksgiving holiday, you were one of a few, because since this whole anthem protest kneeling thing began, The NFL ratings have plummeted, and the TV networks still carrying their games have lost over $500 million. So they're not very happy about that at all. And again, the NFL rules say you have to stand and face the flag or face the sound where the anthem is being played. They should have enforced those rules. They wanted to get on out there and make a political statement. They're paying the price for it. People don't go to football games to have politics rubbed in their face. It's just like the Roman Colosseum. People went there to watch the fun and games and not have to think about their problems. That's true of all entertainment. That's why Busby Berkeley's movies were such a hit during the Depression of the 1930s. People would go on in and it would just be a fantasy and it would distract them. You start inserting politics into entertainment, the entertainment box office will suffer. Now, apparently, there's this organization, it's a nonprofit called Unlocking Autism. And apparently the founder of this was found deceased in a canal behind the Roadway Inn where they were staying. And apparently she just walked outside for a smoke and never came back. And they're out there saying, well, it doesn't have anything to do with her autism advocacy. Well, it does if she was basically looking at the causes of autism. Because that's a big stink. That's a big scandal. Where we have this medical industrial complex that in the name of higher profits is out there saying, okay, so we're making some kids autistic. And you have to look at the numbers. I mean, before widespread vaccination, autism was rare. It was one in thousands. And today it's like one in 30, some absurd number like that. There's obviously something going on there, and nobody wants to look at it because the lawsuits would just shut all these companies down. And the agenda is still out there to force the vaccine agenda. There's a story that came out of Investment Watch blog where apparently Child Protective Services literally grabbed a child from the parents when the parents refused vaccinations of the newborn baby. And they're going to court and hopefully they'll get their child back. But I mean, that's just absurd. We're being treated like livestock, like cattle. We're not allowed to choose for ourselves what food we're going to have or not have. We're not allowed to decide what medications we can take and what medications we'll refuse. They're treating us like property, not like human beings. And it might be okay if they were genuinely interested in our well-being, but they're not. It's just forcing you to buy a product that's not very good and very often is dangerous. That's all it is. We're a nation where ordinary people like you and I exist only to make the rich richer. And if we're not doing that, then they've got no use for us whatsoever. Now, here's where it gets really bizarre. Article out of the Express in Great Britain is saying that resistance to vaccine is all because of Russian propaganda and fake news over the MMR vaccine. See, if you doubt the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, it's the fault of the Russians. They're propaganda. They're turning you against your doctor. They want you to die of a pandemic. I mean, this blame Russia for everything is really out of control. Russia stole my car keys. Russian hackers deleted my homework. Russia is stealing socks from my dryer. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm still marveling over this article in the Express, you know, that all doubt about vaccine safety is coming from Russia. Those evil Russians, they want you to be sick. And you have to laugh. I mean, it's an utterly ridiculous situation, but that's what the corporate media is out there trying to push. Anything bad, it's Russia. Anything that criticizes corporate interests, oh, it's Russia. Russia's being evil. Russia's going back to being the Soviet Union. Be afraid. Now, if you're on a computer, and obviously we are around here, you need to be very careful because there is this massive botnet. It's called Necris. It's the world's biggest botnet, and it is flooding the internet with emails with all kinds of ransomware in there, including Scarab ransomware, the Drydex banking Trojan, TrickBot banking Trojan, Lockheed ransomware, and Jaff ransomware, and it's now spreading a new version of Scarab. And apparently this botnet is out there sending 2 billion emails per hour to computers all over the globe. So be very careful about opening email that you don't know where it's from or what is in it. So now then, Pokemon Go has sort of come and gone, but along the way, it had a downside. And you have to wonder what they were thinking. I mean, we already know that trying to walk around with your face buried in your electronic device is a recipe for an accident. And there are some places that are actually now trying to pass laws saying things like, you cannot cross the street with your face buried in your smartphone, which I think is a good idea. Because Claire and I had a near miss down at the shopping mall a few weeks ago where we're getting ready to pull into a parking space, and this guy was just oblivious, literally walked right in front of the car while moving. So anyway, Pokemon Go is luring people to try and see the world through their smartphone, and it has led to car accidents and injuries, and at least two people have been killed playing this thing. So, bad concept, and probably something you ought not to allow your children to have. Let's take a phone call. Tom, Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is I'm watching the fake news, and they're talking about DACA, and they're going to close down the government with DACA. I say DACA, I'm all out of here. You know, it might be their dream, but it's our nightmare. And, yeah, Michael, another thing is, you know, if they let these DACA people stay here, you know, what are they going to have, sanctuaries for people who rob banks and steal cars and steal food? I mean, this is off the chain. And then you got all these people in New York now, they're all coming to Florida. They're actually turning Florida into New York, like they did Carolinas. That's what the Democrats' modus operandi is, to flood these other states that are kind of red to purple or maybe blue. This is nothing but a Democratic ploy by them to turn these states over to the Democrats and this liberalism. And, you know, and another thing, Michael, there's so many Puerto Ricans pouring into Florida right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, and they're not going to vote. I don't care if Trump gave them a brand new house and a car and a boat, he still would vote Democrat. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then you got these idiots in New York coming down here. They're screaming about their tax in New Jersey and New York, how much high tax they got and state, federal, local tax. And then these idiots are going to come to Florida. I mean, look at these morons. They vote for these liberal swines over there in New York, and then they want to come down here and ruin this state. And there ain't no such thing as Southern hospitality anymore. These people are the most rudest animals I've ever met. I was up in Ocala with my brother, and these people are so damn rude, it's disgusting. And they're coming here. They're not coming here to compliment. They're trying to take over the whole state. Unbelievable. And then you're getting hit from the South. They're bringing all the South Americans there from the South, and they're pincering it from the North with all the New Yorkers and New Jerseyans. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. But this is all part of Soros' grand design to blur
exactly.
The human population together into this single mass without a clear idea of who they are. No historical identity, no regional identity, no culture. Our culture, wherever you are, it's being erased. It's being diluted. And when you look at the violence that this is bringing in with it, both here and in Europe, you have to ask yourself, what are leaders thinking about when they're letting this happen?
Well, Michael, in the southern part of the state, they don't even want to speak English. Because you got all these other groups coming in from Central America, Haiti, and all this. So it's like, and you got voodoo. They have new voodoo, dead animals all over Miami. I mean, you got dead goats, and it's insanity what's going on here. I mean, it's blood. There's blood spilled on punny. There'll be hundreds of pennies on the ground with blood on them, goat blood or chicken blood. It's just amazing. And you know what? They have. And I know Trump is doing everything in his power to save this country. And God willing, I hope he does. But what these Democrats have done to this country over the last 6 years is disgraceful. Example, Michael, all you have to do is look at Detroit. Look at Detroit, Michigan. It was the richest city in 1953. I looked it up on the news. Up on the computer, I was checking it out. Detroit was probably the richest cosmopolitan city in 1953. Look at it now.
Yeah.
Looks like an atomic bomb hit the place. And that's because of Democrats, just like they're doing in New York, just like they're trying to do it here. Look, the governor of Puerto Rico is a good guy, but the woman's a communist. She's a full-blown commie, the mayor of San Juan.
Yes.
And that's what you got. Well, you got the Bolsheviks in charge, like you say, Soros. But I think if it was higher than Soros, I think it has to do with the Rothschilds and everybody else. And those leftist weirdos. But you know,
well, certainly from the point of view of the Rothschilds, that they'd rather have one planet under one private central bank than having to go through the trouble of having all these individual private central banks in all these nations. And they've got pretty much the whole planet. I think there's only three countries yet that refuse private central banking.
You're absolutely right, Michael. And that's what it is. It's a modus operandi that they have perpetrated on the American public. Because, and I'll be honest with you, Michael, what's happened here in the United States, they use the women, the Anglo women against the males, like if they have such a big heart, bleeding heart. I mean, it's like, as you call it, soccer moms or bleeding hearts, whatever. But, you know, it's absolutely true. It's nothing but a big brainwash. It's nothing but a mind washing by the powers that be. Come on, it's too new. Exactly.
Well,
what
what's really alarming to me is this open display of hostility to anybody who's white. And it's completely unjustified. It's built up on this idea that we were all slave holders at some point. But the reality is, back at the height of the antebellum plantation era, only 1.5 people owned slaves. Some of them were black themselves. My ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. And so I reject collective guilt or responsibility for things that happened before I was born. And so should all of you. Just this idea that, no, I don't bear any guilt for what happened to slavery. That was all over and done with before I was even born. And I'm not to blame, and I will not be held responsible.
Well, you're right, Michael. And listen, I saw a thing on the History Channel like about 6 months ago where the two biggest slave owners in the United States in 1865, before Lincoln got assassinated, were black men. Two of the
yes.
biggest plantation owners in the United States in 1865 were black. Black owners of slaves.
Yes.
I don't know if people know that. They should be taught that.
Well,
in
something
school.
Else most people don't know is the first slaves in the United States were actually white. They were Irish.
They were Irish indentured.
Yes.
Indentured slave, of course. They were Irish way before the blacks got here.
Yes.
And the reason the blacks got here, Michael, I read up on it. I was really perplexed. Why was the reason? Well, they were the blacks were selling each other in Africa like cattle, and they wanted
that's
rum.
Right.
If they wanted big bath of rum, and I guess they wanted some cinnamon or whatever. I guess it was some kind of there's a few things that the United States had at that time that were actually Portugal was the biggest slave trader of all. The Portuguese.
Yeah, I was going to say, the United States did not run its own slave trade ships. Most of them were owned by Europeans, and they were engaging
Correct.
In a triangle trade where, you know, goods from Europe down to Africa to trade for slaves. The slaves were then taken to the United States and sold, and the money went back to Europe.
That's correct. Michael, believe it or not, when they used to take the slaves to the markets to sell them, the ones that they rejected, they would ship them on to Cuba and South America. They were going to Brazil, Cuba. The ones that were real strong and looked healthy, they would keep them here in the United States. I read up on it. And the ones that they were look weak, they put them back on a ship and send them southbound.
Yes.
That was a triangle of trade, of course. And like I said, the biggest slave owners in 1865 before Lincoln got assassinated were black men. They're
yes.
slaves. They're free slaves. And by the way, if you look at Lincoln's papers, none of the people want to talk about this. If you look at Lincoln's papers 3 weeks before he got assassinated, he was going to put them all back to Liberia. Because I read his paper. I read Lincoln's paper. I almost fell on the ground when I read it. Because some of his archival papers were saying that as long as there are blacks and whites in the United States, they'll never, look, you can read it up, Michael, and you can do a show on it. He's Lincoln saying that we'll never be able to come together. That was in Lincoln's handwriting, and that's when he was going to put Monrovia in Liberia, and that was going to send all the slaves back to Liberia in Africa. Ivy
Coast. Something else Lincoln said that is not taught in history class is that he said at one point, he said, I'm opposed to slavery, but if there's going to be a slave race and a master race, I'd prefer the whites be the masters. And the fact of the matter is, that
That's
Abraham
correct.
Lincoln chose the issue of slavery to motivate people into the Civil War, which was really about bringing the South back into the Union, because at that time, Washington, D.C. was very dependent on the tax revenues coming out of those plantations. And
mm-hmm.
They wanted to bring the Confederacy back in, much as the way Europe is trying to find a way to bring Great Britain back in.
That's correct. And, you know, Michael, if you look at a Liberia right now in Monrovia, they had a documentary on that, like on Discovery Channel, like 5 months ago. I watched it. It is one big giant dump. I mean, it's unbelievable. On the coast of Liberia, it's like it was like 40 miles of this, like Mount Trashmore, and it was just a big, massive dump, and the people are literally going there taking food. I mean, that's what happened. Look what's going on in Africa now. We still have slavery.
Yeah, there is. There's still cannibalism going on over there. And it's going to be a very hard place to bring under control. And that Congo especially has eaten up a lot of adventurers who thought that they could make a fast buck there.
There's no question about it, Michael. But one more thing, I'll let you go because I know you got other callers and all. Is what's going on with DACA. I'm telling you, if these Republicans cave in on DACA, Michael, it's over for the Republican Party. Because nobody, the Republican the people ain't going to come out to vote. They're going to say, screw it. It's all in the fix. It's all in the fix.
I agree with you. I don't know why the GOP isn't supporting Donald Trump. Because by not supporting him, they are cutting their own throats, politically speaking.
Absolutely. For 50 years. It'll be a 50-year event. Because people are like me, I won't even vote next time if they allow DACA to go through. Because you know what? You might as well have sanctuaries for everything. And you might as well bring 5 million Chinese over here.
Yeah, a sanctuary for everybody except the American people.
That's correct. That's it, Michael.
Okay.
You know it. And, all right, God bless. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to talk.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I've been listening to earlier talking about the NFL. I just, as a NFL watcher, follower for over 50 years, I got to say that I think that before these protests started, I noticed a drop-off, and I thought it was just me, you know, like I'm getting older and I'm just not interested. But the truth is that the NFL has changed. There's less intensity. The players seem to be going through emotions now. And I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of them are getting hurt, not just the head trauma, but they're just getting hurt for non-contact things, which leads me to believe that it's possible that nutritionally wise, along with, you know, everything else that they're doing to us, that it's starting to show on the field because you cannot keep up the intensity that they play with and not get hurt. And now they're getting hurt with more frequency. And they know that. They kind of know that. It seems I've noticed that. What do you think about that?
Well, there are some other factors. It was noticed when stadiums stopped using real natural grass and switched to AstroTurf, that the runners were all of a sudden running a lot faster. And that means they build up more kinetic energy. And then, of course, the equipment itself is getting lighter at the same time.
Exactly.
And so those are going to be factors as well, along with nutrition. I would presume that with the amount of money the NFL players are being paid, that they can afford the very best, healthiest food possible. But again, many of them may be out there not thinking about the game so much as about getting another product endorsement or something like that.
Right, they make more business decisions now. And also, too, that what you're going to see, I think, in the next 10 years is the NFL is going to become down to the level of what you would see the wrestling, because the truth is this generation that's just starting to become prominent, they don't really care about the NFL the way that our generation did. You know, they really don't. It's an American tradition that's dying. And
yes.
I honestly believe that you're going to see soccer is going to become more prominent.
Well, I think sports in general are starting to lose their appeal because of the virtual entertainments simply being more intense and more interactive. So I think probably the decline in interest in spectator sports is that people don't want to be spectators. They want to be participants, and computer games allow them to do that.
Yeah, that's also another factor. If I can, I'd like to make a comment on this whole feminist type of harassment thing that's been happening in the last several months. But I think that basically what we're seeing with all this people being accused on both sides, you know, not just the left-right thing, but everybody, it's like, I think a short-term thing is that it's an all-out effort to prevent Roy Moore because if you throw enough accusations from everyone, you can't just say it's a one-sided thing. So we had to just have to just convict everybody on accusations. On a long-term
well, no, thing, we should never convict anybody on an accusation. Roy Moore deserves exactly. his day in court like anybody else, and we've already discovered, you know, that his earlier accusers, their stories are falling apart.
Right, right. But, the thing is that small percentage of people that don't care, they just, what they hear, the first, what they hear, that's all they retain. So they're not going to dig into it and find out the truth and really break it down. They're just going to, they just need to prevent this guy from taking office. And in the long term...
Okay, well, Curtis, we're going to have to let you go for a break for commercials. And you're right, there's talk in the Senate of simply refusing him his seat. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
We're going to go back to the phones. James in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. The idea that the violent crime rate is in a decline, I'm extremely dubious of that. I live a few blocks from the Golden Lamb where presidents have stayed, and The last one was W. He gave a speech from there, and I live here specifically. I moved here specifically to get away from higher crime areas, and yet the county jail recently had to release all the misdemeanor people so they could keep the felonies, an overwhelming percentage of which are people busted with syringes and heroin, cocaine, or methamphetamine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear the crime statistics from Chicago, and you consider all the other metro areas, Detroit, Baltimore, et cetera, L.A., Miami. I just don't see a reason why violent crime should decline. They're no less economically depressed, and I just somehow think that the books are being cooked on that issue.
The government's cooking the books on pretty much everything else, like the true unemployment numbers, the rate of inflation, and so forth. They're not going to say violent crime is going up, because then the people are going to say, well, stop spending all this money on war and start getting our police to do their jobs. We're at Soviet Union-style levels of propaganda against the American people.
I do believe that burglaries at homes and home invasions have probably declined because there are so many guns, but I don't see other crimes, you know. And if you've ever known any junkies, they will do, or had them around you, they'll do anything. They're disinhibited. They have no self-control. Also,
I've seen that.
As far as medical care, it seems like everybody I know has someone, at least in their immediate family, who has suffered from, at least you would call it malpractice, but it seems like doctors and nurses are making mistakes. In fact, my father and my brother almost lost their lives due to, at the very least, what you call medical malpractice. It almost seems like it was purposeful. My father, they tripled his medication. My brother, he's a cardiac patient. They prescribed a medication that includes Sudafed. And I had a perforated ulcer, and they let me ride it out and get better, which that's like having a appendix ready to burst. If you get an infection, the survival rate is 50%.
I went through that with both my youngest brother and my father, and even with my mother. To this day, I don't know if she died of the cancer or if she died of the cancer treatment.
But it seems like easily diagnosable things are making mistakes on medication that seem like they're...
Oh, they did. When I had my trip to the hospital, there were two wrong diagnoses before they finally figured out what was going on. And by that time, I wound up with a 10-day stay in the hospital, which I did not enjoy. Have to let you go. Got to do station identification. We'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.